Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 podcast. I'm Anisha Jain. Well, yesterday's last hour rally is what really took the Nifty higher past the 10,900 mark, and they were the heavyweights like Reliance and HDFC Twins that really pulled the markets higher. But beneath the surface, a lot of individual stocks taking it on the chin. Of course, the Anil Ambani group of stocks were down anywhere between 20-30%. Even Adani group stocks taking a knock of around 5-15%. So a lot of these heavily leveraged and heavily pledged companies continue to be in focus. In fact, the mid-cap underperformed yesterday. The index was down about 0.8%. And the market breadth has also been weak, with the ratio being 1:3 favoring the declines. In fact, this has been the trend in the market from the year's start, because while the Nifty is up in the green for the year so far, the mid-cap index is down about almost 6%. Now, in the cash equities market yesterday, both the FIIs and DIIs sold. It's not a very big number of around 112 for the FII and 60-odd crores for the DIIs, but nonetheless, a sell figure. As far as the global cues for this morning are concerned, they're more or less positive, because remember, the US markets ended in the green, the Dow up around 175 points, and the S&P and the Nasdaq also closing in the green. Remember, Nasdaq was underperforming a bit on Friday, and that one recovered yesterday as the investors were really watchful of the key earnings, as well as they have an eye on the trade talks that are undergoing between US and China, and there's a Trump address today, the State of the Union address, that the street is watching out for. Remember, Alphabet is one stock which will be in focus in today's trade in the US markets, because the numbers came post market hours and we saw a bit of slide in the stock after that because the numbers were below expectation. Moving on to the Asian side of the things, where most of the markets are actually closed for the Lunar New Year, Nikkei is the one which is trading, and that too was giving us a bit of mixed cues. The SGX Nifty suggested a bit of flattish start. Other than that, the dollar index is moving towards the 5-year high. We had seen quite a bit of weakness in rupee already yesterday when it closed around the level of 71.80. Today, let's see whether it's able to impact the rupee further. What is the tailwind for Indian markets today is the fact that crude has come off the highs. Remember, it was surging past the $63 per barrel mark, and now we have seen some retracement from that level. As far as the local cues are concerned, we are watching out for what's happening on the Malaya front in terms of national news, as well as what's happening in West Bengal. But in terms of the economic data, we have the deficit number for April to December that came in at 7 lakh crores, which is in line with the expectation, but the tax receipts are a tad bit lower than what the street expected. Remember, there's a MPC meet on 7th February wherein the street is waiting by for the RBI decision, and all eyes are really on that particular piece of news which is expected. In terms of stock, we'll keep an eye on Reliance Communication today, because it has been put out of F&O from 1st March, so it might see some unwounding of the trade which has already been done. Zee Entertainment will be in focus because there are some reports suggesting that SEBI is not on board with the moratorium which has been decided by lenders, but there's a clarification from SL Group saying that they have received no communication from SEBI on the matter. Coal India has approved the buyback, and it's been done at a price of around 235 per share, so that will be in focus. Future Retail, the numbers were in line with expectation, but the promoter has infused some money. Jubilant Foodwork has been put a fine by the NAA, so there might be a sentiment dampener. But a lot of unverified reports as well on Indostar Capital that it's looking to buy IFLCV financing business. TPG Growth is looking to invest $30 million in Solara Active Pharma. On UPL, we have news they are open to buy back TPG and other stakes in Arista Life Sciences, so that is something we are watching out for. In terms of earnings, well, IDBI Bank came out with a bit of disappointing set yesterday, but the bank says that they should come out of PCA by September 2019, so let's see whether the street believes that or not. Spark, the losses continue and it's a poor show. Greaves Cotton was largely in line. IRB Infrastructure, there's a bit of margin miss, as well as Citi has reduced the target price significantly for this stock. Keep an eye out on Reliance Naval, because the losses continue to pound on. And other than that, Balrampur Chini had a very good set of numbers. So keep an eye out on all these stocks and trade today.